This article is entitled A Welcome Respite, LIRS Program Extends Hospitality to Asylum Seekers. It's written by Rachel Hindery, freelance reporter, member of Grace Lutheran Church in River Forest, Illinois. By the time asylum seekers reach the Welcome and Respite Center in Phoenix, they've migrated hundreds or even thousands of miles to safety. The majority come from Central America, with a growing number from Africa, reports Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, or LIRS, which funds the program. Many are families seeking refuge in the U.S. from poverty, gang violence, or other forms of persecution, said Basil Mousley, LIRS program manager for Migrant Services. They arrive at the center after days in detention, up to 20 for families and more for adults or families awaiting sponsors. And next, they face another journey to join family or sponsors as they wait for their asylum hearing. Connie Phillips, president and CEO of Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest, has witnessed their fatigue firsthand. They're holding on to their children. They're dazed, in tattered clothes, shuffling because authorities removed their shoelaces in detention. Then families learn that LSSSW volunteers are there to help. There would be this sigh, and then some smiles. Phillips added that this moment is emotional for the volunteers, too. In this intermediate space, the families receive shelter and compassionate care before traveling onward. According to LIRS, the Welcome and Respite program served more than 9,900 people between its inception in January 2019 and the fall of that year. The program, which operates in Phoenix through LSS, had a site in Albuquerque, New Mexico, via Lutheran Family Services of the Rocky Mountains, primarily serves recently released families in the Southwest. Upon release from detention, these families may opt to receive transportation to a bus station, leave the detention facility on their own, or visit a site managed by volunteers, such as the Welcome and Respite Center in Phoenix. At that center, families receive food, clothing, hygiene kits, and toys for the children. Staff offer them assistance with transportation, such as bus tickets, and, if needed, a letter in English to explain their situation to others. Families also access medical screenings from the 100 Angels Foundation, a nonprofit partner of LIRS and LSS. Krishomara Vijayanar, president and CEO of LIRS, stressed that Welcome and Respite gives asylum-seeking families life-giving hospitality. I can't imagine the fear that the recipients of our program experience, being tossed out of detention centers at all hours with nowhere to stay, no means of transportation, no one to turn to, nothing to eat or drink, and no idea where to go, she said. We're simply treating them like human beings and those who deserve to be treated with dignity and respect and compassion. Mousley said the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy, which began in April of 2018, has resulted in family separations, was the catalyst for the Welcome and Respite. Between 2017 and 18, LIRS reported an increase in the number of families apprehended at the southwestern part of the U.S.-Mexican border. In June 2018, the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of California ruled against family separations, and LSS began working with LIRS to create reunification centers. LIRS reported that in cities like Phoenix, hundreds of people were released each day. Phillips said a Phoenix hotel found space for some of the families, serving between 100 and 150 people daily in 2018, before Welcome and Respite officially began. ELCA Grand Canyon Synod and Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregations partner to help asylum seekers meet their basic needs. The congregation showed up 3 times per day with donated food. They sprang into action, Phillips said. Some of our Spanish-speaking pastors provided spiritual support. Eventually, 3 full-time staff, oversaw reunification efforts, and between December 2018 and mid-June 2019, LSS recruited 36 congregations to collaborate with Latino churches that were already doing the work, Phillips said. They got involved with Welcome Respite in March, helping to transport families from detention centers in 2019 to the Welcome and Respite Center in El Paso. That center closed after June 2019 due to shifting challenges. After staying at a Welcome and Respite Center for approximately 2 days, families moved to their next destination with families or sponsors, Moosley said. To help families awaiting asylum hearings, LIRS provides a case management program in Houston, New York City, Denver, and Seattle, assisting with school enrollment for children and access to legal aid. The Migrant Protection Protocols, also called Remain in Mexico, coupled with stricter asylum limits, are changing the needs. There are fewer migrants in detention because fewer migrants are even able to make it to the U.S., and more than 56,000 asylum seekers are stuck in dangerous Mexico border towns awaiting their day in court. As of December 2019, there were 43,327 people in ICE detention, and that number does not include unaccompanied minors. Phillips said the need has shifted to south of the border. People can help through monetary donations and advocating for migrants to legislators. As it has done since 1939, LIRS will evolve programming to meet the new demands. We'll try to be adaptable, Phillips said, because we don't know what's next.